Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Mem Hey, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And by the Mishnah, we got into back to Maseches Menachas. We've always been in Menachas, but now back to topics in Menachas came up on the last daf, and we're back to the general topic of Devarim Hamaakvin Zeh within Karbanos. So now we're up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Mem Dalet Amud Beis Haparim Ha'elim VaHakvasim Ein Maakvin Zeh. All these Karbanos that go together, we don't know which carbon we're talking about yet. The Mishnah just says cows and rams and sheep are not ma'akiv each other. There must be a time when we're bringing all three of them and they're not ma'akiv each other. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im hayu lahem par merubim, lo hayu lahem nesachim, if I have enough money, if the Beis HaMikdash has enough money to buy all the cows, but the nesachim that goes with the cows, they wouldn't have enough money, but what they can do is bring less cows and bring some cows with the nesachim. So which is better to do? So Rabbi Shimon says, Yavi par echad unisachim. It's better to bring less cows, but bring the complete package, the par with the nesachim, v'lo yakbivu kula b'lo nesachim. Better than bringing all the cows without nesachim. That is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Rambam and the other Rishonim point out that even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan argue on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and they would say, no, you bring all the cows and worry about the nesachim another time, right? You don't bring less. After all, we learned that you can bring the nesachim a week later. So it's better to bring all the cows now and then bring the nesachim at a later date. The Sfas Emes just wonders, according to Rabbi Shimon, but why would he argue with that? Right, the carbon, you don't have another opportunity. It's either today or not. The nesachim, you could bring at a later opportunity. So why wouldn't the Sfas Emes just wonders? He doesn't answer the question. Sfas Emes just says, I don't know why Rabbi Shimon wouldn't hold like the Rabbanan would hold in this case. Sarachiyun, kibet de mevi nesachim lachar asara yamim, va karbanos ein lahem tashlumin, lama yitcho a carbon mishal nesachim. Right, isn't it more crucial to have the nesachim, to have the carbon brought than the nesachim? So some of the achronim, so the Minchas Avram, think, and others suggest that maybe the din of bringing the nesachim at a later date is also only a bidyeved. Some say that she'ulai, this is quoted here from the in the Biur Hadaf, quoted from the, some of the achronim, ulai lo amar Rambam. Remember, we mentioned yesterday already the machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, whether there's a lachanchila. So Tosfos said there's no lachanchila because you're going to miss the shira, and the Rambam seems to say no. That it's okay, but maybe even the Rambam only says that ba'ofan shekvar hikrav es hazevach. If you've already been makrav the zevach, so then there's a lachadchila, you can bring it in a week from now. But if you haven't been makrav the zevach yet, maybe the Rambam would agree that it's the lachadchila to bring everything today, to have it as a carbon shalem. And therefore, if you don't have it as a carbon, and that idea of carbon shalem is a value that is something that is irreplaceable. So maybe that's what Rabbi Shimon would say here. Even if you can bring it afterwards, you're right. Ein brera. Once you bring the carbon. But if you have a choice of bringing in the carbon, bishlei musa, along with its nesachim, so that would be better, even if you would miss out on some of the animals. The Chavetz Chaim here has another suffix. According to Rabbi Shimon, what would you say if you don't have enough for a whole set of animals, let's say cows and rams? You could bring all the cows, but no rams, all the rams, but no cows, or some of each, right? So is that something that we would say to bring at least one complete? That's his suffix. He's not sure. Would we compare two types of animals to an animal and its nesachim? Right, so that's his question to figure out exactly how each of these work together. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Again, the first halacha that all these animals are not ma'akiv each other. And then what if you have a question of doing something less perfectly or more not perfectly? So now the Gemara says, which karbanos are we talking about? Parim elam and kfasim. So hani parim ukfasim dehecha. Which parim and kfasim are we referring to in the Mishnah that they're not ma'akiv each other? Ilema dechag. Are we talking about the karbanos of Sukkis? Right, the parim and the elim of Sukkis. So kemishpat, kemishpatam ksimbehu. What do you mean? It says you have to do it exactly as is written. Kemishpat, all right, the lading of Sukkis and Parshas Pinchas, exactly as is done. Rashi, mashma ikuva, according to their rules. Kemishpatam. So it can't be referring to the Sukkis, because those are ma'akev. So Ella, derosh chodesh, va'atzet chumash apakutim. Maybe it's referring to the musaf of Parshas Pinchas, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Shavuos in Sefer Bamidbar, right? We know that there are three Parshios of the Moadim, right there. You mentioned a little bit in Mishpatim, but the three major Parshios of the Moadim are in Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. Vayikra in Parshas Emor, and in Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas, and in Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh. Each of them having a different focus. Pinchas is the Musafin, right? That's the Iker of the halachas there at Pinchas. Re'eh has connected to Aliyah L'Regel. Emor has a lot of the Maisa Mitzvos. Right, a lot of the Maisa Mitzvos are mentioned in Emor, and you have the Karbana Omer and others. But again, those are the three sections of the Parshas Yamoadim. So maybe that's what it's referring to here. The Parmana Elim are referring to the ones of Rosh Chodesh and Chumash HaPakudim. So the Gemara says, okay, that works for the Parim, but what Elim? Elim Dehecha. Which Elim, which plural, rams, are you talking about? Ida Hanu, are we talking about the ones of Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos? Da Ayilhu, right? They bring one Ayil, not more. So the Mishnah says the Elim are in Ma'akiv each other. So that can't be what it's referring to. So what is it referring to? Ida Atzeres, Detaras Kohanim, and if it's referring to the Shavuos, the Elim that are brought, mentioned in Vayikra, Havayak Zibahu. Again, it says Havaya, Yihiyu, Ola, and that's also Li'ikuva. So, which are the Karbanos that would be referred to in the Mishnah that you have that number? They're not Ma'akivit each other. So, the Gemara says, La'olam, Datzeres, Sataras Kohanim. Really, it's referring to the Kfasim, the sheep of the Shavuos of Taras Kohanim, Vayikra, meaning the Karbanos that are brought with the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem that's brought from the new wheat on Shavuos and the special Shlamim, the only Shlamim that are carbon seabors, the Shlamim that are brought with those two breads. So that's what it's referring to. V'achi kamar, and this is what the Mishnah means to say. Lo elim de taras kohanim ma'akvile la'ayol de chumash apakudim. The plural, elim, the rams of Ayikra that are brought with the shtei alechem, is not ma'akiv, the ayol that's brought as the carbon musuf from Pinchas. Lo ayol de chumash apakudim ma'akiv lula elim de taras kohanim. And the Isle of the Chumash HaKudim is Ma'akev, the one in the Taras Kohanim. And you can bring the ones for the Kipsei Atzeres separately, even if you don't have the Isle of the Musafin. This issue, let's just finish the line and then I'll mention it. Ella Parim, so Gemara is just saying, but if all this is true, then it's not exactly parallel, the Mishnah. Ella Parim, the Afilo Ahadadilo Ma'akvi. The cows that we're talking about that go together, they're not even Ma'akev each other. The Elam Dahachu Dahachu Dalo Ma'akvi. Vayikra and Ben Midbar are not Ma'akev each other. Inhu ma'akvi, but inhu ma'akvi, they are ma'akev within themselves. So ask the Gemara, it's not exactly parallel. Gemara says, okay, you're right. Tana mili milik tani. It says it little by. It says you have to learn it separately. These are not ma'akev even with themselves, the parim, and these are ma'akev within themselves, but not ma'akev each other. Period. Okay. Fine. There is a question that we've mentioned regarding the Karbana Omer, but you could ask the same kind of question about the Shtei HaLechem. Right, the Karbana Omer, we mentioned from a Mishnah Yavetz a couple of weeks ago. The Karbana Omer happens to be brought on the second day of Pesach. Is that just a coincidence? It happens to be brought on the second day of Pesach, but it's not really a Karban of Pesach. It's a Karban of the 16th day of Nisan, which happens to be on the second day of Pesach. And we brought many rayas, the Rav Shalti brought many rayas from the Rambam, that it's not really a Karban of Pesach. Right, it's mentioned in Vayikra, it's not mentioned in Bamidbar. It's not mentioned in the Musafin. It happens to be on the second day of Pesach. But there are many other eyes who went to the Kohanim of which Mishmar get it. Right? Is it like a Shabbos and a that the Mishmar of that week? Or do all the Mishmaros split it up? So that question is asked about the Karbana Omer. The same question could be asked by the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos, it's baked before Shavuos, it's brought on Shavuos, is that a Shavuos Karban? Or is that a Karban that's brought after you finish counting Sfiras HaOmer? I won't even say Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, because that's even not true. It's not even the date, right? The 60th day of Nisan, that's for sure. But here, you don't even have a specific date. It's 50 days after the previous Karban, that is its team, so to speak, the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. So that question can be asked as well, and that might be also part of what's behind this. Do we say that it's connected to its Musaf? Right, the Gemara here says that it's not. The Karbanos of Vayikra are not connected to the Karbanos of Bamidbar. Maybe that's reflecting that it is not connected. It's more of a halacha of the shtei halachem separate from the other shvuas karbanas. It might be. Again, one is not muchrach. One doesn't have to say that. More that it's separate, the more that you might say it could answer that question. Remember the Bali Musar. We'll talk about the relationship between the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. The Omer brought on Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, from the new barley, and that's Matir Chul, that's Matir Chadash in the world, while the Shtei Halechem brought from the new wheat, that is Matir Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's brought on Shavuos. So we go over the process from barley to wheat. Barley is known as animal fodder in halacha, machos saorim, right, a carbon sota, and going to wheat, and that's the process of Sfiras Omer. We go from being led out of Mitzrayim until we got the Torah, and we were able to be mekadesh arpeh and get to the level of human beings. That's the process of the Omer to the Shtei Halechem. That's the unique carbon of the Shtei Halechem, which is counted, by the way, as a separate mitzvah zaseh. The mitzvah of the Sefer HaChinuch and mitzvah Shin Zayin. Based on the Rambam, but he counts it as a separate mitzvah say daraisa to bring these karbanos. Just find it Shin Zayin right here in Parshas Emor lahakriv biyom chaga shvuis lechem chametz menchita chadasha. It's also one of the only karbanos that have chametz in it. Very few have chametz in it, right? The carbon toda has a couple of loaves, 10 loaves that are chametz. Almost everything else has an isser of bringing chametz, right? Of the mincha. But here, la'akar b'yom chag ha'shvuah is lechem chametz minchita chadasha, v'zeh shenikra bakasuv mincha chadasha. V'im shtei kikaros, k'mo shekasu mimosho sechem taviyu lechem tenufa, right? It has to cover Eretz Yisrael. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. Shtayim shnei esronin. And the halacha is, you're allowed to bring any carbon before one brings that carbon. That's mitzvah Shin Zayin in the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, so now the Gemara gets into darshaning Psukim and Yechezkel that also are talking about animals that are part of sets of karbanos, and they're very unclear, the Psukim, what karbanos these are referring to, and that's what the Gemara is going to get into, talking about what it's referring to. Uvayom HaChodesh on Arosh Chodesh. What do you do? Par Ben Bakar Tmimim, v'sheshes kvasim, v'ayel tmimim yihyu. So what are all of these talking about? Rosh Chodesh, karbanos. So we darshan the word par. Matam alomar. What is the word par teaching? Milafisha ne'emar batora parim. Because it says parim uminayin, shim lo matzah shnayim mevi echad. How do I know that if I don't have two, even one is okay? That's what it says. Tam alomar par. It says par to teach me that they are not ma'akev each other. Shisha kvasim, what's the next phrase? Shisha. Matabalomar lafisha kasava Torah. Shiva. It says seven umanayashim lomasa shiva yavi shisha. How do I know that not all of them are ma'akiv each other? Tamalomar shisha. That's what it says, shisha. Right? So we're combining psukim in the Torah and psukim in Yechezkel. One is magala on the other one. Right? The Kala Torah Kula, or even Tanakh. Right? Sometimes the girl will bring a Gzeira Shava from Yechezkel. It's not as strong of a Gzeira Shava. But Psukim, right, to teach me that we're connecting the two. Minayim Shem Lo Matzah Shisha, Yavi Chamisha. If you couldn't find six, you could at least bring five. Chamisha, Yavi Arba. Arba, Yavi Shlosha. Shlosha, Yavi Shnayim. V'afilu Echad, even one, even if you only have one, you should bring it. Tamalomar, V'lakfasim, Kasher Tasig Yado. V'lakfasim, Asher Tasig Yado. Whatever you could have, whatever you could afford, whatever money the base of English has, that's what they should bring. So if that's true, even once, why does it have to say six? Because you have to do as much as you can. Right? We have to push ourselves. The base of English has to get as much as they can in terms of the carbonos. They can't just say, oh, you don't need all of them, so I won't try. No, as much as we can bring, we need to bring. Uminayin shem ma'akvin zeh. And how do we know that they're ma'akiv each other? Tamalomar yihiyu, period. So that last line is very difficult to understand. We just got through the whole b'risa saying they're not ma'akiv each other. Even if you don't have all of them, it's okay. And then the b'risa says, and how do you know they're ma'akiv each other? And it's all one package deal, yihiyu. So Tosfos says, uminayin pirish kishayesh lahem kalatzorech. If you have all of them, then they're ma'akiv each other. Meaning Hashem demands what you have. If you have all of them and you don't bring all of them, then what's the chiddush of Tosfos? It seems, the way the Achronim explain, you don't even get part of the mitzvah. If I only have five and I bring five, so I get that portion. I brought five. What if I have seven and I bring five? I get nothing. Maybe that's the chiddush of ma'akvin zeh zeh. Right? Whatever I have, I need to bring. right? I can't just give it half-baked. And again, that's a message for life. You know, if we could do A, then if we do B, then we're not going to get credit for that, right? Even if I could only do B and I did B, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept that. But I have to do as much as I can, right? If somebody is can learn on a certain level and they only learn on half that level, right? It's they're going to be held accountable, right? Some of the Achronim point out the language of the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Gimel. I think the Gemara says Mevalin Tam Torah Mipnei Mikra Megillah. That's the language of the Gemara. Mevatlin Tam Torah. So ask the Achronim. It's a bittel. Mevatlin Tam Torah. It's a bittel Torah to hear the Megillah. Right? Everybody hears the Megillah. It's bittel Torah. Why is it called Mevatlin Tam Torah? Or the Gemara says Mevatlin Kohanim Me'avodasan Lishma Mikra Megillah. Right, so why is that called a bittel? Stosis there discusses it from a halachic angle. Am I mevatlin? You can hear Kriyas HaMegillah after you do the avoda. V'yesh lomar, it's not the best time. The Ritva quotes a day, maybe if you're going to be mevatlin totally. But some of the achronim, I heard Rabbi Shemar Avad Yosef, that mevatlin, Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, because Mikra Megillah is different, is not as deep. A Talmud Torah, let's say Mikra Megillah is a form of Talmud Torah. It's not as deep a form of Talmud Torah as we can be learning. Ba'amkus, even deeper. So yes, you have to do it. That's the mitzvah. But it's still called the bittel. Because if somebody can learn at a certain depth, that if they don't learn at that depth, it's called the bittel in a certain sense. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Sometimes that's what we have to do. Right? Sometimes, let's say if somebody's giving a shiur, Rav Avadia could give a shiur, and maybe if he was learning alone, he could learn at a certain depth level. But once he's giving shiur, he has to, let's say, water it down for the crowd. Is that bittul? Maybe, but it's a bittul that you need to do. To inspire, to raise other people up, v'chulu. But again, that's sometimes bittul. We have to do bittul. But again, that's another an example where it could be deeper. And if it could be better, so that if I don't do it, even if this is all I could have done, so that it would have been okay. So again, that's a message maybe of this Tosfos and the way that it is understood. That's ma'akvin zedzeh, even if it wasn't needed in the first place. Okay, also different people, right? What's ma'ake for one person, the best for one person might be different than the best for the other person. And, you know, one has to only look within themselves in order to do the best that they can. Good. Continuing the psukim in Yechazkel from the previous parak. Ko'amar Hashem Elokim. Barishon be'echad lachodesh. On the first day of Nisan. Tikach par ben bakar tamim v'chitesa es hamikdash. Right, you shall purify the Beis HaMikdash, and that always means from a carbon chatas. So the Gemara says, chitesa olahi. What is chitesa? The carbonus of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon is ola. Well, the carbon tzibers are olas. The Kohanim aren't getting a piece of it. So what does that mean, that on Rosh Chodesh, we're going to bring a chatas? Right, a chitesa. It's an ola. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Parshazu, right, Rashi. Just look at Rashi for a second. Chitesa. Bitbiya. Amai ksiv chitesa, the bashma chatas, ha'ola havi parim du Rosh Chodesh. There is a chatas of Rosh Chodesh. We're not talking about those right now. But the parim are olas. Kidach siv rashi chachichem takriva ola. Right, they're olas. So two answers. First answer is, we'll never know this. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Parshazu, Elio, asil darsha. This parsha, we need Eliyahu Navi to explain this pasuk, right? We're not going to know until Eliyahu Navi comes. Eliyahu Asid Lidarsha. Rashi. We'll get to the second answer soon. Eliyahu Asid Lidarsha. Da'ad sheyavo Eliyahu v'yifarshen alanu. Until Eliyahu Navi comes and explains it to us, ein anu yodim l'darsha. We're not going to know how to darshan it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Some of that. So, question. How did he ever know that? What? Maybe there'll be a great gon that in 100 years from now we'll be able to decipher the pasuk. Right? How did Rabbi Yochanan? Right? Fine, after Shas, it says Teku. So there are certain questions unresolved in Shas about darshaning. But once there was the Chasimus HaTalmud, we understand, so we have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. But this is within Shas. This is Rabbi Yochanan. So interesting why he assumed that it would never be able to be understood. If you look in the Rashba, right, the Chedushe Rashba, that's related to the Rashba, but here quoted in the Asif HaSakedim, the Rashba says, why Dafke Eliyahu Navi? Why would Eliyahu Navi is coming Bizan HaMashiach? So just ask Yecheskel himself what he meant. What do you have to go ask Eliyahu Navi for? V'kashali. Lama yitztarech le'aliyo le'darsha. V'lo yifarshani Yecheskel HaNavi. Nivu asuhu ba'atzmo. Just go ask Yecheskel. Right? There are so many nevuas in all of these Nevi'im Achronim that we're not sure. We have five different opinions. What does it refer to? So the answer might be all of it. Right? If you look at some Yeshayo, sometimes some people, some Rishonim, the thing Yeshayo was talking about, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, all different. So when Bisman Tchias Avesa will ask Yeshayo, so that's what he asks here. Why wouldn't we ask Yecheskel himself? Shereik Shiyabo Elio Umashiach Yetchias Avesa V'Yecheskel Gam Hu Yichya. The Yeshlomar says the Rashba. The Yeshlomar Shema Elio Yavo Kodem Tchias Avesa. V'Yefarshana Kodem Shiyachem Yecheskel. This gets into the order of events in the future. Maybe Elio Anavi is going to come before. Right? There are a number of sources. The Rambam, the Rapsukim. Elio is the Mavaser. Call Mavaser, Mavaser V'Yomer. Elio is going to come first. So Elio comes first, so we're going to try to ask him all the kashas. We're not going to want to wait until Yecheskel has Chias Amesim. So we're going to want to get him. Right? The Rambam talks about that all the way at the end of Mishnah Torah, the last parak of Mishnah Torah, parak Yud Beis of Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam talks about this. He talks about what exactly is going to be the order of events in the future. Says the Rambam, Yireh mipshutan shel divrei ha-Nevi'im. It appears what's going to be in the Nevi'im. Shebetchilas Yimos HaMashiach, Tiyah Melchemes Gog U'Magog. At the beginning of Yimos HaMashiach will be a tremendous war. Right? We hope that war has happened already. Some of the Achronim also say that maybe little by little, the tsaris of Klal Yisrael over the past thousands of years, that was Kilu, that was the war. So many tsaris, he put it together, it was the most terrible war. Right? So, first there's going to be that. V'shekodem milchemes Gog u'Magog, ya'amo navi li'Yisrael, li'yasher Yisrael u'lahachin libam. Before milchemes Gog u'Magog, there's going to be a navi that's going to straighten our hearts. Shenemar, hinanochi shaleach lechemes Eliyahu navi. So, Eliyahu navi means a navi. Ve'eino balo l'tamei atar v'lo l'tara atamei v'lifsal anashim, she'becheskes kashrus, v'lo l'hakshir b'shochsegu psulin. Ela, l'sum shalom ba'olam. She'nemer ve'heshev le'vavos abanim. Right, based on the Gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. Ve'yesh melech hachavim sh'obrev sh'kodem b'yas ha'melech ha'mashiach, yavo Eliyahu. Some say that Eliyahu navi himself is going to come before Mashiach. The Rambam says, I'm really not sure. The kolelu hadvarim v'chayotze bohem, lo yeda adam hech yihiyu, ad sheyihiyu. Nobody really knows what's going to happen until they actually happen, says the Rambam. Shedvarim stumim hei meitzel anaviyim. Gam hachachamim ein lohem kabbalah bedvarim elu, ela lefihach rapsukim. The rabbis don't have a misora, they just try to figure it out based on psukim. Lefichach yesh lamachlokas bedvarim elu. That's where there are machlokas about orders of things. The Rambam himself with the Ramban. V'al kolpanim, but then he says, by the way, don't spend too much time on this. Ein sidur havayas dvarim elu. Below Tiktukan Iker Badas. This is not a major tenet of our faith to try to figure out exactly what's going to happen. When's the Yibos of Mashiach and how many Tchias HaMesim is it going to be? Olam Haba. No. Ula Olam lo Yisasek Adam b'divrei Hagados v'lo Yarech b'divrei Medrashos Amur b'yon HaMelech Chiyos Mahen v'lo Yisim HaMikr, says the Rambam. She'enan Mivien lo Lidei Ava v'lo Lidei Yira. Trying to figure out what's going to happen in the Yibos of Mashiach doesn't lead to Ava Hashem or Yira Hashem. Just be a good Jew. Hope for Mashiach. We don't have to figure out exactly what's going to happen. Know that it's going to be amazing. It's peaceful Yeshua. But it doesn't mean anything more than that. And then he quotes the Chazal about not trying to be Mechashev the Kates. But that's answer number one here of the Rashba. The Rashba says that maybe Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come first. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, we're not going to understand this till Eliyahu Hanavi comes. And he doesn't just say Yechezkel. O Nucha Lomar, or number two, maybe Eliyahu Hanavi, because Eliyahu here, he could tell us before Mashiach comes. Eliyahu Navi is still around. Many stories in Shas, Eliyahu Navi appears. So maybe that's what it means here. We have to wait for Eliyahu, not that Eliyahu in the future. Onu chalomar dekodem bias Eliyahu mipnei bias Mashiach. Hariyu yachal adarsho lefarsha be'echad b'batim b'drashos. Kid de'isa perakasokas apolim. Of course, the Gemara b'metzia. Eliyahu v'shchiach b'besifta d'rebi kol yoma. Other stories that we would have. And he says that's what he thinks Rashi is saying. We're not going to know until we get to Elio, but when Elio comes, we'll be able to get it. This relates to the major topic of learning halacha, A, from Nevuah, or specifically from Elio Anavi. Right, all the way to getting a shas. Brachas Daf Gimel. Brachas Daf Gimel. Sorry, I have a little cold. Brachas Daf Gimel tells us that Reb Yossi met Eliyahu Navi, and he was going into a churva, and he taught him three different halachas, right, all the way to the beginning of Shas. Right, we have that right at the beginning. Right, he says, Hayidim Ali Baderch, Rechnasti, Lechurva, Bechomet Yerushalayim, Espalel, Ba Eliyahu Zachur Latov, Vishabali Ala Pesach, and I spoke to him in learning. So he asked the Maris Chayas there, how could he speak to Eliyahu Navi in learning? Eliyahu Navi is a Navi. You can't learn a halacha from Nevuah, Lo Bashamayim, right, you have to figure it out yourself. So the Maris Chayas says, right there in Brachas Daf Gimel, but he refers to what he says in Torah Anaviim, in the Kol Kisvei Maris Chayis, where he talks about in Perek Beis. Torah Anaviim is a long sefer, not so long, 50, 60 pages, but Perek Beis is about Birur Eliyahu. And he refers to it right here at Daf Gimel. Eliyahu Navi is allowed to not allowed to tell us, you know, what the halacha is, but he could tell us certain realities. Ef Shalomar, that's one answer. Here he writes on Daf Gimel in Brachas, Im Eliyahu Navi Omer Dina Mitzad HaNevua As I Shayach Lo Bashamayimi Vei Navi Rashal Lachadish Davar. If he's saying it as a Navi, that doesn't work. Avalim Omer Milsa Betayma Mashashama Mipi Chachamim Acherim As I Shomim Lo Kamosha Betzida. Right, but if he's telling us something Mitzad, that he's a Chacham, he never died, then we can listen to him. That's one approach. The other approach that he writes in Torah Sanaviyim is that sometimes he doesn't tell us new halachas. He just tells us realities. If we're stuck on a reality, he could be megale what that reality is, and then we could paskin based on that. He's not going to tell us. So, there he gives, one of the examples he gives is here in Maseches Melachos. We don't know what pshat of the pasuk is. He's not telling us a new halacha. What's the pshat of the pasuk? He's going to tell us what the pshat of the pasuk is, and then we'll go based on that. He says, Eina kavana, vada matzida ben menachas dafim hei, pasuk zel yo asil adarsha, Eina kavana she yilmod oso mi pi Hashem. Rak yilame lanu havanas hapsukim derech drush hamakubal lanu misidai al yidei otzem chachmaso dafka v'yare neinu b'mar toraso. And he quotes 10 other gemaras that also have that related. And then he says earlier, Kel yo mashiach lo yigru v'lo yosifo al toras moshe rak haTorah tishar kvekocha lenetzach. The Torah will be unchanging. Ulam ba'osanu enyanim asher chazal lo yachlu lamun al biru anshal dvarim. Things that chazal couldn't figure out. Kafi emes mitziuto, right? So that's what Eliyahu Navi is going to come and try to be poshate some of the sveikos. Good. So again, but again, paskening from Eliyahu Navi is a big topic. It relates to paskening from any other type of heavenly intervention. The Lo Bashamayim Gemara. What about a dream? Gemara Sanhedrin talks about. It's amazing Gemara. Somebody has a dream that, and they see their father in a dream, and their father says to them, I left you a treasure chest of gold in the backyard, buried right here under the tree, but make sure it's Meister Shani money. So you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. The halacha is, he wakes up in the morning, he goes to the tree, he digs under, he finds the treasure of gold. Guess what? He's allowed to keep it. You don't have to, what, Meister Shani? Divrei Chalomos L'malav L'Baridin. But your father told you it's right there. Doesn't matter. You can paskin, not paskin. Again, paskin from a dream is also something that is a part of that larger sukkah. But either way, that's one pshat Rabbi Yochanan says. We're not going to know this until Eliyahu Navi comes, which is fascinating because in the next line of the Gemara, Ravashi tells him what the pshat is. So we didn't have to wait for Eliyahu Navi, right? Ravashi Amar Miluim Sheikrivu Bimei Ezra Kederach Sheikrivu Bimei Moshe. Aye, what's the kasha? It's a chatas. But just like when they sanctified, when they were mechanech the Mishkan in the days of Moshe, they were mechanech the Beis Hamikdash in the days of Ezra. And that's what it's referring to. That's what it's referring to. Pashtus, what is this talking about? Bayesheni. Ezra is Bayesheni, right? And that's what Rashi says here. Vachnevu od Yecheskel al Bayesheni nisnaba. Even though, we might add, a lot of Yecheskel is about Bayeshlishi, where he describes what the third base of English is going to look like, but this Avoda is talking about Bayesheni. If you look at the Rambam, when he quotes these psukim, he says, Bayeshlishi. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, everything in Yechezkel is by a Shlishi. Says the Rambam, Kol Shiurei Anasachim, Ha'amur B'Sefer Yechezkel, U'minyan Osana Karbanos, V'Sidre Avod HaKsuvim, Kulam Miluim Heim, Veinan Ogin Lodoros El Anavit Sivo, Pirish Ketzad Yiyu Bakriyan Miluim, Im Chadukas Mizveach, V'Yemei HaMelech HaMashiach, Kishibane, by a Shlishi. He's not saying it didn't take place in the time of Sheni, but what he's referring to is also by a shlishi says the Rambam. Okay, so that's what the Karbanos are referring to. One more section. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Parsha Zu Elio Asila Darsha, Amal Rabbi Yosi, Miluim, Hegrivu Bime Ezra, Kederach Shegrivu Bime Moshe. Amar Lo, Tanuch Daitecha, Shehinachta Daiti. Sheva Bracha, because you gave me a lot of nachas, because you gave me upshot of the Pasukis. The Briska Rav, interestingly, the Briska Rav wonders here, he says, L'chora, I would say, right here in the Grizz, I would say, why would you have to do the miluim? The miluim is considered a Chanukah. When you're reconsecrating something, so then you have to do the Chanukah sa miluim. So l'chora, says the Grisker of, I would have said, again, the machlokas tanam amaram and arishonim, kitchel ashaita, kitchel asilavo or lo kitchel asilavo. When Yeshua ben Nun sanctified, is that eternal? When Ezra Sofer sanctified, is that eternal? So l'chora, that's the issue here. If Yeshua's Kedusha lasted, then Ezra wouldn't have to do the Miluim again, because the sanctity still held from the first Hakdasha. But if the Nevuah, if the Kedusha lapsed, then you'd have to do it, then you'd have to do it again. So he says, L'chora, it's Tali on that. L'chora nirat is that Tali. Di Kedusha Rishon, Kishal Ashadav, Kishal Asalavo, Im Kain Makriv, and Afal Bishain Bias. Veitzarach Miluim, Yimei Ezra. But he said, Sarachian, because the Rabbah Paskins, Kishal Asalavo, and yet he paskins that there would be miluim bizman bayisheni in base tesvav, right? So therefore, he just leaves it a little bit sarachian, why that would be, right? That's the halacha I did not read you. In the next halacha, he says base tesvav. V'chein karbanah shekrivu bimei Ezra heviyam me'ashivas miluim hayu ve'eino agim ludaros. See, he quotes it. So he quotes it even though that maybe you would have said that you don't need it because the kedusha of your harabayis is eternal, right? It's kishal asalavo. So unless you have to say, some machronim you have to say to answer the Grizz's question, and that is even if kedusha asalavo, you didn't have a beis hamikdash. So once you rebuild the beis hamikdash, there's still some chanukah that is required, even if the sanctity of the makom lasted, but the sanctity of the binyan wasn't there because there was no binyan. So that's why you would have to still do the miluim, even though you would have the kedusha from earlier times. Good. And again, that's a big topic, that Rambam, that we've mentioned often. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira about Kedusha Rishona, Kishol HaSaita, V'Kishol HaSalavo, and the Rambam is chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and the Rambam is chilek of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, the difference between Kibush and Chazaka, the different types of Hakdasha that took place. Okay, we'll see at the end of this time. Maybe we'll get back to that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now next, Pasuk in Yechezkel. We're going backwards. First was Perek Mem Vav, then Mem Hei, now Mem Dalet. V'chol nevela utrefa min ha'ofim min ha'behema. All nevelas and trefas. From birds, from animals, lo yochlu ha'kohanim. The kohanim should not eat. So he asked the Gemara, kohanim udelo yochlu ha'yisrael achli. What? The rest of the Jews can't eat? Only kohanim are not allowed to eat trefas and nevelas? Nobody can eat it. What does that pasuk mean? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Same thing. Parsha Zu Eliyahu Asila Darsha. We have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, for some reason, right, was saying all these psukim, we have to wait. Ravina Amar. So before him was Ravashi. Now it's Ravina. Kohanim Itzrichle. No, the Chiddush is even Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevela and Trefa. Why? Salkadai the Chamina. I might have thought, oh, v'ishtri malika lagabayu, tishri nami nevela v'trefa. Since kohanim are allowed to eat chatas ha'of, which is malika, if I do malika to a regular bird, so it's trefa, right? It's a nevela, right? It didn't have shchita. So I might have thought that because they could eat malika, so they're allowed to eat trefas. Because isn't malika a trefa? Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kamash malan, they're not allowed to eat it. So what's the kamash malan? Is the kamash malan, even though they can eat nevela from a malika, but that's because the Torah says they can eat it. But otherwise, of course not. Is that how we understand? Or do we say no? The malika does not produce nevela. Right, that was the havamina. Oh, they can eat malika, kamash malan, because the Torah tells you to do malika, that's the shchita for a carbon oaf. It's not a nevela that you're allowed to eat. It's not even an avela. Two ways of understanding this kamash malan. And that, those two ways, a chakira in a number of the achronim. When we say the kohanim are allowed to eat chata sa'of, is that because the Torah sanctions eating nevela in this case? Or no, of course, it's not nevela. This is the shchita of a karbanof. It's not nevela at all. That was the havamina. but not the Kamashma one. Rabbi Yosef Engel has that in Asved Daraisa, in the first piece, in Klal Aleph, in the Asved Daraisa. He asked that question about three cases. Which are the three? Malikas, Karbada Oaf, Seir Lazazel, and Egla Arufa. Those three. Pushing him off the cliff. Is that its Shechita? Right, what's the, or the Egla Arufa? You have to break its neck. Is that its Shechita? What about the Isra of Osova Espino? Right, you're not allowed to shecht a mother or a parent and an offspring. Does that apply to all these three cases? Right, because maybe you'd say that it only applies by shchita zoso vespido. Maybe this is the shchita halachically in all these cases. That's his shaila right here. Fima darmina biyuma samach dalid besira mishtaleach dechiyaso letzuk zuhi shchitaso v'imshachtu imo bo bayom aser letchoso letzuk. Wow, tavi b'shochid oso vespido biyom echad. Right, it's called the shchita, pushing him off the cliff. That's less of a shchita than malika. Malika, so you're doing it from the wrong side. Pushing an animal off a cliff has nothing to do with shchita. And yet, that's the Lashon. Tchiyasa letzuk zuhi shchitaso. And also by Egla Arufa. Arifasa zuhi shchitaso. Right? Or, what about Chulin Daf Yud Zayin? In the Midbar, they didn't have the laws of shchita. Nechira v'amidbar zuhi shchitaso. Right? Something like that. Or if it's lefizeh, yeshlam ebepshitus. Tehu adin ba'ov kachim. Bifnim. Melikaso. Zuhi shchitaso. It's malika, is it shchita? Nir lafia, me'ata. Nir lafia, niyaz da'iti. Dikishenitna Torah, mitzvah shchita, chilkosa. The Torah gives the mitzvah of shchita. And the Torah said, how do you do shchita? Well, it depends. If it's chulin, or if it's kachim. They're both the mitzvah of shchita. Dibechulin, tihem minatzavar. Ubisakin, uba of kachim bifnim, tiashchita biyad, umina oref, uba midbar, tiashchita benachira, uba egla rufa, barifa, uba siir, adidchasalitsuk. All of those are different forms of shchita. Just some of them are more common than others. Ulafiza nire, di kemo de beshochet chulin min haoref, a nena shchita klau, kemoche beshochet of kachim bifnim, in a tzavar, a lo shem shchita klau, rakatazas rosh ba'alma. If I do shchita, regular shchita on a carbon oaf bifnim, so that's like chopping its head off. That's like doing malika on the other. So again, because that's not the proper shchita that one is supposed to do. But again, that is a major chakira, but it all depends how you understand this kamashvalan. Is Kamash Blan rejecting the Havamina totally? Of course it's not Nevela. This isn't Nevela. This is the Shechita of a carbon oaf. Or do I say no? It is a Nevela, but it's mutter to the Kohanim. So that's an important discussion. Good. So also other Achronim wonder what the Havamina is. You might say, did he eat Nevela? What about, maybe this is because of Asi Dochalosa say. And that's why the Kohanim are allowed to partake of it. Even if it is a Nevela, how could you stretch that to a regular case of Nevela? Where would you say, or, you know, if the other Achronim ask, if the Kohanim are allowed to eat Nevela, so why does the Torah say they have to give a Nevela to a Ger? La Ger Hashem Sharecha, give it to the Kohen. If the Kohanim are able to eat Nevela. So again, these are discussions in the Achronim of questions on the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay, weiter, we continue. Says the Gemara, V'chein taseh b'shiva b'chodesh. Also do on the seventh day of Nisan. Me'ish shogeh u'mipesi v'chipartem esabayis. Says the Gemara, what's brought on the seventh of Nisan? Nothing's brought on the seventh of Nisan. There's no special carbon for the seventh of Nisan. So it must be not talking about the seventh of Nisan. Shiva, Amar Reb Yochanan, Elu, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. It's referring to Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur. It's referring to when Bezdin gives a psak, what we learned in Maseches Harios, and if even only seven of the 12 Shvatim sin, the Aval Pishin Ruba Shel Kol, even if it's not the majority of the Jews, if it's the majority of Shvatim, that's good enough for a Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur. Right? Remember we discussed, what is the definition of Tzibur? Right, it's most Shvatim, and it's most Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. And it's most Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Gemara in Hariyos and Daf Gimel. Kahal Eretz Yisrael ikri kahal. There are certain halachos, parable of Moshel Tzibur, that only goes by Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not connected to mitzvot Atlias Baretz. And we've mentioned, there are five or six or seven mitzvos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael that have nothing to do with the mitzvot Atlias Baretz. Egla Rufa is limited to Eretz Yisrael, as we were just talking about. Smicha has to be given in Eretz Yisrael. So Egla Rufa and Smicha. The Rambam quotes that the bracha of Chacham HaRazim, right? 600,000 Jews only applies if you see the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah that talks about Hallel is only said on a nace that happens to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Again, many halachas. No, they do the mitzvahs of Zilis Baretz. But Eretz Yisrael is the official headquarters of the Jewish people. And if it's the headquarters, that's Kahal Yisrael Ikri Kahal. And that is why the Ramban can even say that on a certain level, all mitzvos are more real in Eretz Yisrael, even non-mitzvos as Lias Baretz. So again, that's in terms of the Gemara and Hari Stav Gimel, Kahal Yisrael Ikri Kahal. B'nei Yisrael, a Jew, you're a Jew everywhere in the world. A Jew can be anywhere in the world. But Kahal Yisrael are only Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh as well. Okay, we continue. So that's learned out from Shiva. Chodesh, im chidshu v'amru chelev mutter. If Bezdin made a mistake and said that chelev is mutter, right, and they told, and most B'nai and the seven Shvatim listened to it, me'ish shogeo mi'pasim ala meid, she'chayavin el al helam davrim shigas ma'isa. Right, only you have to have a shogi of the Bezdin, and B'nai Yisrael have to act upon it. So this pasuk has nothing to do with karbanos of the seventh day. No, it has to do with par helam davar shel tzibur. Period. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Zachuro so ish latov, v'chanina ben Chizkiyo shmo. I remember Chanina ben Chizkiya very well. He deserves a big shkoach. Shel malei hu nigna sefer Yechezkel. Without him, sefer Yechezkel would never have been put into Tanakh. Right? Nigna sefer Yechezkel. Shayu dvarav sosun divrei Torah. A lot of the psukim in Yechezkel contradict what it says in the Torah, like we just learned. The karbanos of Rosh Chodesh are different what it says in Yechezkel. So Ma'asa, what did he do? Hela Shalosh Meos Garvi Shem, and he brought up a ton, 300 garv of oil to use for candles. V'yashav Bali of Adarshi, he went up to an attic and he just worked hard until he figured out the psukim and the pshat, and that is why, because of him, he really saved Sefer Yechezkel, so we don't think it is against what it says in the Torah. Right, there were a couple of svarim, not too many, a couple of svarim, the Gemara Megillah tells us, that were on the border, that they weren't sure whether it was going to make it in. Koheles, right, was a question whether Koheles was going to make it in. Esther was a question about whether Esther was going to make it in. Right, those are the sugyas of Shir HaShirim. Right, was in that world. All of these were questions about whether it was going to make it into Tanakh for various reasons. Right, Shir HaShirim has its own reasons, and Yechezkel and Koheles and Esther. All of those have separate reasons why there was somewhat of a controversy. But in the end, as we know, all of them got in to the Tanakh. Why did some of them get into Navi and some Ksuvim? Almost all of them are Ksuvim. The other ones spoken about, Koheles and Mishle and Esther, right? All of those are Ksuvim. Yechezkel's and Neviim. Yechezkel's and Neviim. So that's already a different category. We've spoken in the past that the source for Tanakh, Zos, Ksuv, Zos, Zikaron, Masefer. Zos is Torah, and So Zikaron is Navi, and Basefer is Ksuvim. As Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, we've spoken about also in the past. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Sorry, Amar Rabbi Shimon Hayul Ben Parmeru V'chulu. Right, Rabbi Shimon said back in the Mishnah, if you have enough for all the cows or just some of the cows with their nechassim, better to bring some of the cows with their nechassim. Tana Rabbanon. Ve'efal apar ve'efal ayil ya'aseh mincha v'lakfasim kasher tasig yado v'shemen hin la'efa. So what's the problem? It says there's an eifa for the par and for the ayil, but that's not true. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chimidas parim ve'elam achasi. Right, they have different amounts. For a cow, the mincha is 3 esronin. For an ayil, it's 2 esronin. Right, so what do you mean it's the same? Ela, shim hayu lohem parim merubin, v'lo hayu nesachim, yavyu parecha du nesachav, v'yikrivu kula below nesachim. No, it's referring to, it's telling us that if you only have enough for one, you know, for less, better to bring less and perfect rather than to bring more not perfect. V'im hayu lohem elim merubin, v'lo hayu lohem efasan, yavyu ayalechad efasov laikrivu kulam below efos. So again, so just bring the less and perfect, more than more and not perfect. Right, maybe it reminds us of the halacha of Tov ma'at b'kavana miharbe below kavana, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Aleph in Aruch Hayim. Less, more perfect is better than a lot than not perfect. Okay, fine. Weiter, next Mishnah. So now we're up to all the karbanas that go with that, the Shtei Halachim. So the Psukim tell us in Parshas Emor, when we talk about the Shtei Halechem brought on Shavuos, the Pasuk tells us, Mimo Shavuoseichem Taviu Lechem Tenufa. This is introduction to the next Mishnah. Mimo Shavuoseichem, from your Moshavos, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, bring the Lechem Tenufa, the Shtei Halechem that are going to be waved. That's why it's called the Lechem Tenufa. Shtayim Shnei Esronim Cholot Solas Tiena Chavis Tiafena Bikurim Lashem. Fine. Vikraftem Al Lechem. And you bring with the Lechem Shivas Kvasim Tamimim Bnei Shana. Seven Kvasim. Upar ben bakar echad, the elim shnayim, seven sheep, two, one cow, and two rams. You all Hashem min chasav and iskehab, isharan dechal Hashem. Vatisim sirizim echad lachatas, and you bring one for achatas, and then it says another, ushne kvasim b'nei shana, lezevach shlamim. And then you have two kvasim that are the shlamim, right? Separate from the seven kvasim that you had earlier, right? The other ones are olas. The seven kvasim and par ben makar v'ayel echad, they're all v'ayel shnayim. Those are all olas. And then you have two that are shlamim. So those are all the karbanos that go along with the shtei lechem and shavuos. So the Mishnah says, apar v'elam kvasim asoyir, all of these animals ein ma'akvenes alechem. They don't hold back the lechem. Meaning, if you don't have any animals and all you have is the lechem, the shtei lechem, bring the shtei lechem, even without all the animals. V'lo halechem ma'akvan, and the lechem is not ma'akiv them. If you don't have any bread and you only have the animals, so bring the animals. That's the Tanakh Mishita. They're not ma'akiv each other. Halechem, that's in terms of the par ayil kvasim and sa'ir. But that's all the olos and the sa'ir of the chatos. But we haven't yet spoken about the shlamims, the kifsei atzeres. So now we talk about those. Hamachlokas. Halechem makim is akfasim, v'nekfasim makim is alechem divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that the lechem is makim the kfasim, meaning if you only have the shlamims, the sheep, you cannot bring them. You need the bread. If you only have the bread, you can bring just the bread. You bring just the bread, that's okay, as Rabbi Akiva. I saw the Shemi Shmuel says, al derech drush, Rabbi, the bread is the mitzvah. It's the ikar, it's the objective. The kvasim, that's the blood, that's the hislavus, that's the excitement. So you need that, but it's not ma'akev. You can bring the lechem without it. You can't just have the kvasim. You can't just have the excitement without doing the mitzvah. Right? You have to do the mitzvah. But that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Fine. So the Rabbi Akiva says the bread really is like the ikar. The bread could exist by itself, but not the kvasim. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, Loki. I think the opposite. El akvasim akvades alechem, v'alechem edem akiv akvasim. No. You can bring the kvasim by themselves, but you can't bring the bread. I'll bring you a raya. Shekein matzinu. Ksha yisoba midbar mem shana. When Bnei Yisrael were in the desert for 40 years, karvu kvasim alechem. But all those 40 years, they didn't have any bread. They only had the man, as we'll see soon. They didn't have the bread, so but they brought the kvasim. So you see all the years in the midbar, they brought the kvasim without the lechem. So too, afkan, you can bring kvasim below lechem. Right, that is the shita of benanas, right? That you can bring the kvasim without the lechem. Again, why didn't they bring it in the midbar, the lechem of the shei lechem? So Tosfos quotes Rashi as saying because they only had man. They didn't make regular bread. Rashi here doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi here says because it has to become from Eretz Yisrael. Mimo shvos sechem tavi lechem tzufa. That's why you can't bring the shtei lechem, you know, during the midbar. So machlokes Rashi and Rashi. Right, Rashi and our Rashi, and Rashi quoted in Tosfos here, today is why they didn't bring it in the midbar. Good. Says the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Divrei Benanas, I hold like Divrei Benanas, meaning that the karbanos could exist independently, but not the breads. Avalein Tam Kedvarav, but not for his reason. Shekala Omer B'chavashah B'kudim Karban Midbar. Because everything mentioned in Bamidbar in Pinchas was brought in the Midbar, and everything mentioned in Vayikra and Emor was not brought. Meaning, says Rabbi Shimon, I argue with Benanas. I do not think that the Kifsei Atzeres were brought during the Midbar. What was Benanas? What's my Raya that they could exist separately? Because they were brought in the Midbar without the breads. So I agree with that, says Rabbi Shimon, that they can exist independently, but not because they were brought in the Midbar. They were not brought in the Midbar, because the Emor Karbanos were not brought in the Midbar. Mishabola Arez Karvu Elu Ve'elu. Only once they can Eretz Yisrael. Ani Omer Yikrvu Kvasim Alechem. So why do I say what I say? I hold like him, but not for his reason. Because the Kvasim can be matir themselves. Meaning, you have Zrikas Hadam, you have the Dalan Avodos. So even if you only have the animals, you still do Avoda with them, and you have something to matir them. V'lo Alechem, below Kvasim, Shein Lo Mishi Yatirenu. But if you only have bread, what do? You bake them and you eat them. There's no avoda that's associated with them, so that is why they cannot exist independently. Period. Tana Rabbanan. V'igraftem al alechem. The pasuk we just read, you bring with the lechem, with the shtei alechem, chov al alechem. So that phrase seems to say that you have to bring both of them. Al alechem, you have to bring the karbanos, you have to bring the breads that cannot exist independently. Shivas kvasim tibimim, ava bishein lechem. But that sounds like at least the seven kvasim can exist independently. Maybe that just means a time issue. You don't have to bring them until you were chayiv in the lechem, but you don't need the lechem. That's how Rabbi Tarfon understands the psukim. The Shita takes out the next two words, Rabbi Kiva Omer, because this is still stum at the Braisa. Yochol heinin kvasim amurim kan, heinin kvasim amurim b'kurish ha-bekutim. You might think that the seven kvasim that are mentioned in Pinchas and seven mentioned in Emar are the same ones, right, on Shavuos. Amar tshetabagi tzalparim ve'elim einan hein. That's the problem, because when you get to the cows and the rams, they're different numbers. Ela halol abon biglal atzman v'alol abon biglal lechem. It must be no. These are brought, the ones that are in Pinchas are brought for themselves, the Musaf, and all the ones in Amar are connected to the Shtei HaLechem. Again, only two of them have the tighter connection. The Kifsei Atzeres are even tighter. They're waved. The Tnufa is done with the animals and with the bread. But all the other ones are also connected to the Shtei HaLechem. That's why it's mentioned in Emor, not in Pinchas. Nimsa, Masha Amor, but Pachuba Shabakudim, Karab Bamidbar, or Masha Amor, but there's a Kohenim, look Karab Bamidbar. Why? Because the Shtei HaLechem wasn't brought there, so all the Karbanos in Emor weren't brought then. Says the Gemara, so that's how you know that they're different. The seven and the seven are different, because the Ayil and the Par are different. So Gemara says, V'dilma Parim V'elim Lam Ninhu, Hakvasim Inhu Ninhu. Maybe the cows and the rams are different, but maybe the sheep at least are the same ones. Where it says, no, midahani ishtanu, haninami achrini. If these are different, so these are different. Uparim ve'elim imayde ishtanu. So Gemara says, okay, so one second. Maybe even the parim of the elim didn't change. It's just giving you an option. Dil mahachi gamar achman. Maybe this is what the Torah means to say. Iboi par v'shte elim likriv. Iboi shte par v'ayalecha likriv. Maybe the Torah is giving you a choice. Either bring this or bring that. But it's really the same. The same set of karbanas. And the sheep are all the same. So Gemara says, no. Midah ishtani sidron. The order, they're out of order. They're in a different order. The fact that the Torah writes them in different order, Rashi quotes here the Psukim, right? It says in a different order, so that where one says kvasim, par, and elim, and one says parim, elim, kvasim, that shows that they're a different set. And all the ones in Amar are just for the Shtei HaLechem. It's referring to different animals. Good. Period. HaLechem, Akav, is a kvasim. So now we get to the Machlokas itself. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva holds that the breads are independent, and Rabbi Shimon Benana says no, that the animals are independent. So my time, Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva get it from that the breads are independent? Gomar yihyu mitihiana gzereshava malahalon lechem afkan lechem. Right, so you have the gzereshava that you learned from the lechem, and again Rashi quotes the psukim. Benana's gomar yihyu yihyu. No, he learns it from the karmanos malahalon kvasim afkan kvasim. My Benana's name is Nilah mitihiana. Why does your Benanas learn it from you? Why not from Tiana? I'd rather learn it from the same two words. It's a tighter Gzera Shava. So where it says, does that really make a difference if it's not exactly the same words? Right? You don't need the exact same words when it comes to Gzera Shava. The Gemara says, that's only if there's nothing better. Aval hecha diga the domilei. If there's a better, more exact connection with the domilei alfinan, it's always better to learn from the exact same word. That's all benanas. Rabbi Akiva nami. So what about Rabbi Akiva? Why does he dafka use it from the less exact same word? Rabbi Akiva nami neil if you mi you done in davar shem matana lakoin mi davar shem matana lakoin. I'd rather learn it from two things that are matana lakoin, where the kohen gets from the shlamim lafuke hani dolos inu. Unlike the others that are the other yiyu is by ola. So the content is different. Number one, pshat of the machlokas. Or vi ba yisema bikra gufe kamiflagi. Maybe the gufa arguing about what the pshat is of the in the pasuk kamiflagi. Kodesh yihyu lashem lakohen. At the end of that section where it talks about the tzufa, the pasuk says, after all the karbanos are listed, v'heinif hakohen osam alechem abikurim tufal afnei Hashem al shnei kvasim kodesh yihyu lashem lakohen. So what's kodesh? What's being referred to there? Rabbi Kiva Savar, Ezeo Davar Shekulo LaKohen, HaViomer Ezeo Lechem. It says, LaKohen. So what goes to the Kohen? The Lechem, the Shtei Lechem goes to the Kohen. Ubenanas, Miksiv Kodesh Yula Kohen, Kodesh Yula Shem La Kohen Siv. It says both those. Ezio Darvashem Miksasu Lashem Miksasu La Kohen. What's something that goes Miksasu Hashem Miksasu La Kohen Avi Omer, Ilu Kvasim? It's referring to the Shlomims. So that's what's independent. Rabbi Akiva, what would Rabbi Akiva do? It says Lashem, Miksiv Kodesh Yu Lashem Vila Kohen Lashem. Doesn't say that. La Kohen Siv. It says again, it says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Yu Lashem La Kohen. So Rabbi Akiva, that's two steps. Kidrafuna Damarafuna. Kino Hashem Vinasana La Kohen. It was Hashem's, it was Kashe Mishulchan Gavoa, and that was given to the Kohen, and that's how it works. So again, that's again fascinating discussions of the Karbanos of Shavuos. You have a whole set of Karbanos of Shavuos mentioned in Emor that go along with the Shtei Lechem, but not all of them are the same. The Shalmei Tzibur, the Shlamims, are have a much tighter connection to the Shtei Lechem than the other Karbanos, even though they're all Biglal HaLechem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Memhei, and Meshav, we will continue as we continue our travels through the different parts of the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Lechem and the other Karbanos of Shavuos.